Hello and welcome back to I've Never Killed a Man. This is the improvised title podcast with Truman Barnes. I have today with me special guest Sean Keyes. Sean, say hi.
Hi.
Thank you, Sean. We're here in Sean's house in his kitchen looking at this nectarine. Just shooting the breeze and shooting my niece. So, Sean, what's new with you? Anything new going on?
Yeah.
That's good. Seen any good movies lately?
Like, I can't do this.
Have you seen any good movies lately?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good.
Spider-Man.
Did you Spider-Man was really good.
Dude, and then the end credit scene.
Okay, hang on. Okay, spoilers for Spider-Man Far From Home. This is our official Spider-Man Far From Home review with Sean Keyes. It was really good. I really liked it.
So the end credit scene was, like, so good. I was there with my dad and brother, and we just, like, marched out of the theater as soon as that finished. We were, like, so pumped.
Wait, the mid-credits or the end credits?
The mid-credits.
And so you didn't see the end credits?
Yeah, then the next day, I'm somewhere, and I hear this girl saying, like, man, the end credit scenes were so good. I'm like, wait, there was a second?
Scenes?
And she's like, yeah, it was just as important.
The other ones, it's not as important, I'd say.
I didn't see Captain Marvel, so I have no clue who that guy was.
Yeah, that's okay.
I just looked it up.
But yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal was so good. He's one of my favorite actors, and that just...
What one's he?
Zoom. Huh?
What one's he?
He's Mysterio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man. See, everybody apparently already knew that he was bad, but I had no clue.
You didn't know that Mysterio
threw me so much. I was like, oh, yeah.
It was so good. And especially that moment of when Peter walks out of the bar and he's like, ah, and his like whole demeanor changes so much. Ooh, that was good.
Oh, he was a good baddie.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Jake Gyllenhaal, and I was really pleased to see him used so well. And the only way I know Mysterio, some people like know that Mysterio is bad because they like have read the comics or something. But for me, the only reason I know is because I used to play those LeapPad games, and I had one that was Spider-Man, and it was Spider-Man versus Mysterio. So that leap pad game almost ruined the movie for me, but no. So I listened to another review of this movie that mentioned this. The one way it could have been better with that twist is if they didn't advertise it being Mysterio. They advertised Jake Gyllenhaal as some other hero, you know, that's teaming up with Spider-Man. Just some hero from the comics and like fighting these elementals, and it's like, whoa, that's so cool.
So then it would have twisted everybody.
Yeah, it would have twisted everybody. Yeah, yeah. So then they were like, well, he's playing Mysterio instead of like Daredevil or whoever, which would be really cool.
I guess for people who knew Mysterio.
Yeah.
I got my twist and I was satisfied.
That's fair. But yeah, I really liked it. I really liked the way they used him.
What bugged me, though, was that they never said anything. What's the name? Even Dead, I'm the... Edith.
Yeah, Even Dead, I'm the hero.
How, it would make sense if there was, like, something in there. Did they ever say anything about why Spider-Man could just, like, suddenly use it again? Because wouldn't you think that Mysterio...
would say, alright, these are mine now, I'm now the owner. Everyone else cannot use these.
Yeah, I feel like with how precise he was about like literally everything.
Yeah, all the details.
It would totally make sense if Tony Stark in the first place had been all like, Spider-Man's on this and you can't take him off.
Right.
But the fact that they didn't address it.
Yeah, and then at the beginning of the...
Unless they did.
As soon as he gets the glasses, I didn't see it be addressed. When he gets the glasses and he says... I'm Peter Parker. I'm the owner of these now. And it's like, okay, please authorize that you are Peter Parker. I am Peter Parker. Great, you're Peter Parker. Like, it feels like it's so easily stolen.
Right?
Well, yeah, but then it like scanned his face and everything. But then it's just like, please authorize that this is what you want to do. Yes, it's what I want to do. All right, cool, we'll do it. And like, just do whatever. It felt like there really should have been some fail safes. especially because Tony Stark made it. And so it's not like, all right, if this 16-year-old kid wants to send a nuke to his classmate, let him do it. You know, there's no kind of a, yeah.
And then when he jumped out of the bus enough times without anyone to look back.
That doesn't make sense because he jumps out of the bus and the bus was still moving. So how...
If you're moving already, then you wouldn't slow down that much, right? And he's Spider-Man.
Okay, that's a good point. He is Spider-Man. Yeah, it was really good. The main thing I didn't like, was Ned.
What?
That guy. He's such an unlikable character.
No, he's the most likable person when he gets off of the plane. And he has their girlfriend. He's the most likable character ever. He's like such...
I found him really annoying. And like, some of the parts he was okay. Like, he felt like the least mature out of everyone on the trip, including Flash for some reason.
Flash was awesome.
Flash was funny.
I love Spider-Man. He inspires me to be a better man.
Yeah. I mean, that joke was in the trailer, so then... And then it was cut differently in the trailer, so it was funnier in the trailer than it was in the actual movie.
I never watched the trailer.
Yeah. Which is generally a good idea, and I should really start doing that, especially if, like, half of my episodes have been movie reviews. But yeah, I just really didn't like how he was... I really did like the funny, like... we're boyfriend and girlfriend now. And then as soon as they're like, we've learned that even if your relationship ends, the memories last forever. And it's like, you were together for 2 weeks. Yeah. Yeah, that was funny. And then J. Jonah Jameson. Jameson. That was really good.
Wait, what?
The Daily Bugle. J. Jonah
Jameson. Everybody freaked out in the theater. I had no clue what was going on.
That's J.K. Simmons, who played him in the Sam Raimi Spider-Mans. So.
Wait, what one's that one?
The Sam Raimi ones are Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, like the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And everyone says that Spider-Man 2 is like the best superhero film ever.
Spider-Man 2 with Doc Ock?
Yeah.
No.
That's what a lot of people say.
No, that's not true.
And what do you think is the best Superman film? I mean, superhero film.
Best superhero film? It's gotta be... Assuming we're talking like Marvel or DC and not like Kung Fu Panda.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. My favorite is Watchmen! Is that technically... Yeah, I think that's DC. But anyways, what were you gonna say?
You know, Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, it's so good.
I thought that it was like a kid's movie, and then it was, but it was also like the best
really
movie.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, I really, really like Spider-Verse. Yeah. Did you see Shazam?
Oh, yeah, that one was good.
Shazam was really good. I really liked Zachary Levi in it. Very funny man.
I don't know his name, the director of it.
Of Shazam?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I saw some, like, video essay that he did where he talked about, like, problem solving in filmmaking. And it's like, as a director, every single scene is just you trying to, like, fix whatever went wrong in the recording or editing or whatever. Like, how one of the scenes where he was, like, flying in the mall, they had to, like... work so hard to make sure every pixel around him was perfect so it looked like he was flying. And I'm like, and we were so focused there on the screen that we forgot to cut out all of these crewmen in the other half of the screen.
Oh.
So they're like, so just throw them up there, throw some shopping bags there, and boom, we've got the janitors and customers.
That's funny. That's good. The boom mic guy is just a guy going, yeah, I got the shopping that I needed! Woohoo! That's funny. But yeah, Spider-Verse was so good. And just a great movie.
I cried for like the last 30 minutes of it the second time I watched it. Didn't cry the first time.
Yeah.
But the second time, like a solid 30 minutes straight.
It's just so comedically good. It's an instant classic, I'd say. It's very good. How'd you feel about Endgame?
I was satisfied.
Yeah.
That was a good old conclusion until Spider-Man came out, I guess.
I really didn't like how they used Thor.
No, it was perfect.
It was very funny, but it kind of felt like all the character building that they've done movies.
It was the perfect way. It was, like, perfect for his character to be like that. It was so fitting for him, and he, like, grew so much from it, too. Like, I read something...
Yeah, I guess.
I read something else that talked about how the original plan was to, like, get him fit again to fight Thanos. Mm. But then Chris Hemsworth...
was like, I want to be fat.
Yeah. He had him stay fat because he's like, that fits the character so much better.
It would have been bad if they had made him fat and then made him fit again. That would have been bad. I do agree with that. But I don't know. I just really liked his old haircut.
No, it's perfect.
Yeah, I really liked his old haircut. But okay, whatever. Yeah, whatever. As you already know, because I can't figure out how to move the segments around in podcast episodes, this podcast is sponsored by Anchor. Thanks to Anchor, check them out. So far, I've made a pretty penny, 11 of them to be exact, just for doing this sponsorship. So thanks, Anchor. Be sure to check them out. It supports me so that I can keep doing this. I can keep talking about Shazam, and I think I've said Shazam in every single episode. I liked that movie a lot. What else is new? Anything else new with you?
I'm not sure.
No?
Yeah, I don't know? I think Spider-Man's the only new thing.
Yeah. Did you see Toy Story 4?
I don't know.
It's really good. Duke Kaboom is very funny.
I don't know who that is.
He's Keanu Reeves' character. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I'd say it's the best part of the movie, I'd say. Any E3 stuff you want to talk about?
You know what? I was really expecting Chorus Kids to join Smash.
Chorus Kids?
Yeah.
Oh, from the...
Rhythm Heaven.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to happen, in fact. I felt like I had that confirmation already in my heart.
Yeah.
And then, for some reason...
It didn't happen.
Yeah.
Like, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
You know? Who is... Hero? What even was that? What is that game? I've never heard of it.
Dragon Quest?
Yeah, no, I don't know that.
It's like... I don't even know either.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. Banjo looks fun, though.
Yeah, but we have to wait until, like, winter for him, right?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't...
And if we have to wait until winter for him, then that means that when Chorus Kids are confirmed...
Right, or Waluigi, or, you know, whoever. Yeah, whoever it is.
That's
Steve from Minecraft, you know. Or how long are we going to have to wait for Halo to join Master Chief, you know. Oh, who knows? Do you think that it'll be Chorus Kids, or is that just your hope?
No, for sure. I've thought about it, and I really like Rhythm Heaven, especially the Chorus Kids, so I thought, hey, they're perfect.
So, I'm unfamiliar with the game. Would it be kind of like an Ice Climbers thing, or Pokemon Trainer? Like, how do you include Chorus Kids in Smash?
I would think they would come in like so the game itself, Rhythm Heaven, is kind of like WarioWare, if you're any more familiar.
I am.
Okay.
I remember we stood on that porch and you talked about Rhythm Heaven, and you were like, it's kind of like WarioWare.
Yeah.
But a rhythm game, yeah.
So since you've got all of the different mini games in it,
mm-hmm.
I think you would kind of throw the Chorus Kids in, or like they could put a couple different characters from it to represent Rhythm Heaven.
Right.
I wouldn't mind. But yeah. Of course, kids.
Whoever you have, you know. Yeah.
And then they would just, like, be able to use their moves, like, random things from all of the other rhythm games.
Mm.
I don't know how they would incorporate their own game into it, because all okay. they do is yell, but...
Huh. Interesting.
They'd make it work.
Is there anyone else that you'd like to see in Smash?
Nope.
No, just Chorus Kids? That's your one and only
yeah.
hope and dream? Is there anyone else that you think they might include?
I really don't know.
No.
I feel like...
I mean, Chorus Kids is a safe bet, it sounds like. It sounds like it's a pretty...
for sure going to happen.
Yeah, it sounds like it's pretty, for sure.
Yeah, I feel like Rhythm Heaven's the only video game that I've played in a while, and that's the only video game anybody okay. really needs to play until Smash Bros.
Includes Chorus Kids.
Includes Chorus Kids.
Right, yeah. And then it's as if you're playing Rhythm Heaven every day of your life.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. That makes a lot of sense. I noticed there's a Legend of Zelda Dance of the Necromancer crossover.
And that one, that looked pretty neat.
That does look pretty neat. It basically looks like the same thing as Dance of the Necromancer already was, but with different colors.
Yeah, except it's like supposed to be easier, I think.
Mm.
And I'm not sure that I'm a fan of the art. I'd say it's better than... Necrodancer, but
oh, Necrodancer.
Like,
okay, I didn't know the
Crypt
title.
Of the Necrodancer.
Crypt of the Necrodancer. That's it.
I feel like the art's better. I just don't like it. Mm. So watching that trailer inspired me to go back and play more Crypt of the Necrodancer.
Okay, so I have a question, and I had this question coming out of the previous E3, and I have it coming out of this one as well. Because of Wolverine's healing power, does that mean he can't get, like, an ear piercing?
That's a good question. I would say...
Or, like, a tattoo, can he not...
Well, with the... Because he has claws inside of...
Yeah, but then they seal up every time. That's why he can use the claws, because they burst through his skin, and then he, like, slashes, and then he puts them away, and they seal up.
But they're still in his skin, right?
Like in his bones, yeah.
Yeah, so if you put the earring in, then...
Quick enough, yeah, so he, like, puncture, because you gotta be quick about it. Okay, so Old Man Logan can have an ear piercing, because it's slower, but not Wolverine.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Got it. Okay. Thank you for clearing that up for me.
No problem.
That's been bugging me for quite some time now. I've wanted to do that bit for a while. You know, I've had this question coming out of it. I was going to do it in my Toy Story 4 review, but I forgot while I was recording it. I was going to say, I had this question coming out of Toy Story 3, and I had it coming out of Toy Story 4 as well. I thought that was very funny, but... I think it would have been funnier in the Toy Story context, a little more than the E3 context, because was there Wolverine in that Marvel game that they announced?
I don't know. I feel like it works out well after you explain how the joke didn't work
right.
out.
Yeah. That's the whole point here, I'd say, is explaining the joke.
You really can never go wrong with explaining the joke.
No. Because sometimes it makes the joke more funny. And sometimes it keeps the joke the same amount of funny. That is to say, not at all. Because if the people already understood the joke and they're like, oh, that's so funny, then hearing someone stumble over themselves as they're trying to explain the joke is funny to me. Like when I'm listening to someone telling a comedy and then they do tell the comedy, it's very funny to me.
When they came back inside, she was just putting on her shoes, like she was slowly getting ready.
Uh-huh.
He's like, and then one of the characters who did go outside now is to explain what just happened to her. And he's like, so why would I do that? Why would I just not have her go outside too, so that we don't have to take even more time for this character to explain what the audience just saw to another character?
Uh-huh.
But then he's like...
Sorry about that. I accidentally pressed record before we were ready to keep recording. So there was about 2 seconds of like... in there. But now we're back and we're in a new locale. Nicknamed the basement. Yeah, I noticed you have some very interesting workout equipment here. That's
Yeah, we just got that so that we could get ripped.
Yeah, I mean it's working, right? Ooh, I'd ask you to flex, but I don't want their ears to hurt. You know what I'm saying?
One day I will get there.
Yeah. Yeah, one day soon, I assume.
Yeah.
Give it like a week, maybe?
Yeah, you'll get me back on, and
yeah.
It'll just be me flexing for 4 minutes.
All right, thanks so much. here, hang on. There's this cool thing I wanted to show you. This animator I found on YouTube that makes these really interesting little short clips. Do you mind if I boot something up here?
Not at all, sir.
Alrighty. Where's the mouse? Ah, here's the mouse. The name is Jack Stauber. Have you heard of him?
I don't think so.
He's very good. Okay, looks like most of his music stuff is coming up first. But I'm a big fan of his animation stuff. That one's pretty good.
Is this gonna give me nightmares?
Possibly. This one's pretty good.
No.
Where's your sound?
What?
Hello?
What happened?
I don't know. What's up?
No, you need help.
I need help?
Definitely.
What's help?
Assistance, supportive action. You really need some.
Oh, okay.
Thanks. Sure. Good luck.
Okay.
Help. Help.
Oh, how can I help?
What?
Is there a way I can help?
I need help. Do you want help?
What?
You don't want help.
I don't?
No.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Bye.
That's it.
Yeah, that's kind of what he has. That's kind of what he does. It's very good. I really like it.
Yeah, I like all of the thought that was put into.
Yeah, it's very clear that you know he sat down with a script. He's like, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to make. It's very good.
He didn't even want help.
No, he didn't want help. Or maybe he did. He didn't know what he wanted. It's very thought-provoking, I would say. So this is another good one.
Damn it, Trent. Take that thing out of your mouth.
I don't really see how it's hurting anything.
Damn it. It's about principle. Plus, your teeth will start growing in wrong.
Oh. Well, yeah, you're right. I guess I don't really want that.
Yeah, that's right. You don't. Imagine going into a job interview with three of your teeth in the wrong place.
I really don't feel that you're the best fit for this position currently.
But my credentials line up perfect. Is this about my teeth?
Believe me, sir, this has nothing to do with your strange three teeth.
No, there's nothing to do with teeth in a job interview.
Regardless, if I see that thing back in your mouth one more time, I'm gonna put you in a cardboard box and send you to Fresno.
So, teaches good morals.
Yeah, that one kind of made me sad, though.
Yeah. This one's very good. This one's good.
Does he smoke?
No, he doesn't smoke.
Does he get paid?
Of course he gets paid. It's what the cookies are for.
He gets paid in cookies?
All kinds of cookies. Chocolate chip cookies, white chocolate chip macadamia nut.
How many does he take home?
He doesn't take any home. He eats them while he's there.
How is that healthy?
It's not, but every other day of the year, he eats celery all day.
Celery? I knew there was something wrong with this guy.
Trent, there's nothing wrong with eating some celery.
All day, every day? If he eats all the cookies, where does he go to the bathroom?
Now, that's a great question, Trent. You see, Santa has a magical digestive system which allows him to create toys out of food.
Really?
Of course. That's what makes our house so special.
What? Why is that?
Because those are the toys that he gives you.
You?
You better wash them before you play with them.
Okay. Merry Christmas, Dad.
Merry Christmas, son.
It's very good. It's very, it teaches life lessons,
Yeah, it's good to know that kind of information about Santa.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very helpful,
So, are you enjoying your first Halloween, Trent?
Oh, yeah. No, this is great. We should do this more often, actually.
It's only one day you can do it, Trent.
Oh.
It's a special day.
Yeah. It is special. I'm getting a little bit thirsty, though.
All right, we can start heading home after this next one.
Trick or treat.
Oh, my. And what are you supposed to be, young man?
I'm a cowboy. Are you serious?
There you go.
Thanks.
Have a happy
Sorry, can I please have a cup of water?
Trent, no. I'll get you that at home.
I can get him a cup of water.
That's okay. Thank you.
But
we're going to head home.
She has a cup of water, though.
I don't have one, but I could make
Trent.
I could make one for you.
What?
I don't have it, here right now. I could go make it. I could go fill up a cup.
Well, it's not really making it. You're just getting it.
Happy Halloween, ma'am.
It's pretty good, yeah?
I don't think that I like these. Each one just makes me more and more uncomfortable.
Well, this one's nice and heartwarming. It's very good, and you won't find it in any way
Who is Shax?
Bad at all. What? There's no reason. That's ridiculous. All right. No, well,
I don't think that's the one that's supposed to be the best.
It was. I don't know why it said that video was restricted, because it's very sweet. It's just this dad who has his baby, and he's like, and that's what clouds are made of. Hiccups. Maybe you'll grow up and be a scientist, and then you can explain pop-up what hiccups are. Oh, whoa, would you look at that? Someone threw out that hot dog roller. Man, who threw out such a nice, man, baby, looks like you and I've got to go to the pound, pick up some doggies for dinner. And then they go to the store and they buy some hot dogs. And then the cashier says, they're purchasing the hot dogs. He says, is this everything? And the dad says, nope. Haha, yeah.
Oh, that's the video.
Yeah, it's a very good bit. But then the cashier says, oh, okay. And then he pays for the hot dogs, and then they go and put them on the roller, and it's like, do you smell that? You smell that, little guy? That's probably not these hot dogs, actually. No, these are still cold. But something smells good. Something. You got to remember, every good thing takes time. I remember back when I was in high school. These are still cold. I don't think this works. I love you, baby. And then end credits. It's very sweet. Wouldn't you agree?
I'm not sure. I'm very lost, but I'm not sure that I meant these.
Oh, they're very good.
The music, the art, it's all just trying to hurt me.
Oh, I feel very comforted by Jack Stauber and his music and his animation. His music is very good. It's very avant-garde art. Very avant-garde. It's very good. And I really like the animation style. I feel like the dialogue is all very natural and sweet.
Yeah.
No. You don't feel that way?
No.
No? that's a bummer. I noticed that you have one of those Lego wristband things. Where did you get that?
That's a good question. I just saw it in my house today, and I picked it up.
That's pretty neat, but you don't know how it got into your house?
No, that kind of happens sometimes.
Yeah, that makes sense. That kind of thing intrigues me, because that could be whatever bracelet you want, right? That could be...
That would just magically appear in my house? Or
the fact that it's a Lego bracelet. Okay. Yeah, you know, you could put whatever Legos you want on there, and it's a different bracelet entirely.
Would they stick?
Boo-doo-boo-doo-boo-doo.
I mean, if it bends.
I mean, I assume so. Do you have any Legos nearby? We can test it out.
Let's take a look.
Okay.
I'm not even sure. I don't think that this is, like, Lego.
Like, name brand Lego?
Yeah, this is, like, sketchy wrist brand ha! Lego.
Nice! It's good. Good bit. Right there.
Yeah, I'm not seeing them.
Yeah, no, that's Kinects, so that's not the right... That's not Legos. Kinects, that's Lincoln Logs.
Kinects are pretty lit, though.
Yeah, Kinects, pretty darn cool. Makes you wonder when we're going to get a Kinects movie. Is that the Kinects movie to come out? Yep. Pretty good.
Oh, that's a Lego.
Is that one Lego within all the Kinects?
You bet. Or maybe these are all Legos, but they're like the weird Legos.
Yeah, like Bionicles.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you feel about all those different Lego, like, properties? Like, Lego City, Lego Superheroes, Bionicle. Well, how do you feel about all those?
I haven't thought too much about them, actually.
Oh, no? That's the kind of thing I think about all the time. Here, may I, Yeah, no, that's... Oh! Yeah, I don't think that's gonna work.
Yeah, I'd give that, off-brand Lego does not fit Lego out of 10.
Okay. That's not bad, actually. I thought you were less of a fan than that, but... I guess you're looking past the, you know, past the disappointment part to the real you that's inside. Is this a tiny saxophone? I love this.
I wouldn't touch it.
I wouldn't... Yeah, why not?
Because tiny saxophones have, like, tiny problems, but a lot of tiny problems, and...
May I?
Go for it.
Call me George Michael, because that was some of the best saxophoning I've ever seen. George Michael probably doesn't play the saxophone in Careless Whisper. That's just the first instance of a saxophone that came to mind. How do you feel about George Michael and his musical talents?
I think he probably has the most talent of any.
Of Wham.
Wait, what?
George Michael was the lead singer of Wham.
Oh, see, yeah. And that's how out of the loop I am. But the one thing that I do know is Careless Whisper.
And which is a good song.
I think that song alone is kind of, like, it should just be obvious this man has.
Right. He has talent.
Talent?
He has.
Like none other.
Yeah.
Like that song is just so... Like, I listen to it and I'm like, I'm not worthy to listen to a masterpiece. Like it's above human. It's
It feels it's inspiring for sure, I'd say.
Yeah.
There's another thing I'd like to show you here that I wanted to talk about on the podcast for quite some time. Have you heard of the Heaven's Gate cult?
I don't think so.
Heaven's Gate is this cult from... a while ago. It says, the Wikipedia page says, Heaven's Gate was an American UFO religious Malarian cult based near San Diego, California. It was founded in 1974 and led by Marshall Applewhite, which is, both the most white name I've ever heard and the most apple name I've ever heard, and Bonnie Nettles, also a good name. Look at their official website.
Is this Is this gonna hurt the computer?
No, I did it on the school computers a bunch, the school shut down. Wait a minute.
Yeah, hang I'm not liking this.
Okay, so if you look here, red alert at the top of the screen, big red flashing letters, with a space background. Complain all you want about Heaven's Gate cult, but this the logo here, it's pretty good. Clever. Yeah. They have the heavens going across and the gate.
Yeah, that's actually
forming a keyhole.
The only problem is the text at the bottom. You can't really read that.
Yeah, it's kind of like if the scrolling text in Star Wars was purple and black and like emboldened so that you couldn't read it. As was promised, the keys to Heaven's Gate are here again in T and Do, the UFO 2, as they were in Jesus and His Father 2,000 years ago. So in the year 19. Hale Bopp is the name of the meteor, asteroid, that they believed would be their spaceship to heaven. If you study the material on this website, you will hopefully understand our joy and what our purpose here on Earth has been. You might even find your boarding pass to leave with us during this brief window. We are so very thankful that we have been recipients of this opportunity to prepare for membership in their kingdom and to experience their boundless caring and nurturing.
So we're just going straight there.
Yeah, I mean, I figured we just hop right in. They have these following materials are available through Tila Services. I don't know what Tila is, but they have videotapes that describe what their mission here is, and they have. They have transcripts of both videotapes, and so I thought we'd look over some of the highlights. But they also have German translations. No other language, just German. I have no idea why.
It makes sense for something like this, I think. German is kind of one of those languages that's, like, nice and intimidating if you're trying to get your point across.
Yeah, if you're familiar with the, a past of this cult, then you might be aware, you might have heard of them in the news because they all killed themselves. They were like, this is our only way to be able to get on Hale Bopp, which is honestly a worse version of Kids Bop. There's let's go to the History Channel article on this.
So they all killed themselves around, like, earlier in... When was that?
They all died in 1997.
Okay, but the website just barely had something that said, like, their position against suicide.
Yes, that's the thing. Ever since that point, with the people of Heaven's Gate who lived on, and there were two people who said, don't worry, guys, you can all go to Hale Bopp, and we'll stay here. We'll watch after Earth while you guys are gone.
Oh.
They don't believe that what all their cult members did, they don't believe that they committed suicide. They believe that they, you know, offered themselves up to the next level, being Hale Bopp, and the only way to get there is to die, essentially. This is the article here. Following an anonymous tip, police enter a mansion in Rancho Santa Fe, an exclusive suburb of San Diego, California, and discover 39 victims of a mass suicide. The deceased 21 women and 18 men of varying ages were all found lying peaceably in matching dark clothes and Nike sneakers, and had no noticeable signs of blood or trauma. They decided amongst themselves, but really it was Marshall Applewhite who said, all right, guys, we all need to buy Nike sneakers, and we need to take these purple blankets and lay down and take the purple blankets and cover the top halves of our bodies with them. And I believe, I don't remember exactly, but they gave, the way they all died is he made a food for them, and he fed it to everyone, and it was poisoned, and they all put the blankets over their head and waited for themselves to die.
That's tragic.
Yeah. So these, I'm planning to go and send out for the videotapes. So that I can view the videotapes, and then we can, I can, you know, have another guest on the podcast. This might not even be for the podcast. I might just record a video and put it on YouTube or something of me, going over the, Heaven's Gate videotapes. In late March 1997, as Hale-Bopp reached his closest distance to Earth, Applewhite and 38 of his followers drank a lethal mixture of phenobarbital and vodka and then lay down to die, hoping to leave their bodily containers, enter the alien spacecraft, and pass through Heaven's Gate to a higher existence. Cults like this really interest me because it sounds so dumb. I'll try and pull up the picture of the dead people.
I'm not sure that.
This is kind of what they looked like as they were dying there. As you see, there's a couple of beds, Nike sneakers, dark clothing, purple blanket. What were you gonna say?
It's just sad.
Yeah, it's.
So this was just like, during school, pop out the Chromebook and
yeah.
Just...
Well, it was actually in the Mac lab. Are you familiar with Ivan Scow?
No.
Okay. I think it was with him. It might have been with someone else. But he was like, "Hey Truman, are you interested in cults?" And I was like, "Not really." And he was like, "Check this out." And all of a sudden, I'm interested in cults.
You just can't get enough.
Look at what Marshall Applewhite looks like.
Oh.
It's that crazy old man with the purple behind him. He's had a couple of memes made out of his, like, look at this, guys. Little video thing. That are... you know, very interesting. And I have the transcripts of the videotapes here. And I'll read a passage or two real quick. You know, maybe see if you want to join Heaven's Gate. Which
okay, I'll go in with an open mind.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna
I feel like that's the thing to do.
Yeah.
Let's read this here. Well, I know what I said a few moments ago. I said that I am the return of the son of my father. And, I mean, I feel like we're all sons of our fathers, right? You're a son of your father.
For sure.
I'm a son of my father. I'll tell you something that's even more remarkable. My father came with me this time. He came in the early 70s and took on a human form, an adult female human form. He helped me get into an adult human form in the early 70s. And we together helped those who came with us, our students, who are also here 2,000 years ago as disciples, to get in the bodies they are presently wearing, that so that they could rid themselves of human behavior, human activity, human thinking, so they could be ready at this time to move into the kingdom of heaven, or the evolutionary level above human. So how do you, just with that little paragraph just taken out of... out of context a little bit, how do you feel about their message? You know,
I I would say that it sounds crazy. Mm. Not to judge them negatively.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not sure that I'm digging this cult yet.
Okay, well, let's read another little bit here. So a little bit of context for this. This person who's recording this, it would have been Marshall Applewhite, I believe. He says, T isn't T's name, by the way. Do isn't Do's name. He says that he is the embodiment of Do. I'm not even going to tell you what my name or T's name is.
That's sassy.
The next level wouldn't have humans know what our real names are. I had to put that in for the record so that you would understand. So you thought that the names were a little goofy? Well, joke's on you, those aren't their real names. So, I bet you're looking pretty silly now, huh?
Yeah.
We have a website now, you know, it's the popular thing. Everybody has to have a website. Our website on the internet is called Heaven's Gate. Heaven's Gate. Oh, of course, .com. Everything is .com. We're not .org, we're .com. So if you want to, you can learn more about who we are, what we have to say, or what I have to say, what my older member can share with you through what we have said, and know of our history. So it's a little bit, It's a little interesting, you know. They're hip, they have a website, let's check out this other part here, you know, because I bet you're thinking. I'm assuming that you're thinking. Tell me what you're thinking right now, and then I'll.
Right now, I'm thinking that the blue text is kind of hurting my eyes. So I'm trying to look away from the screen, but still pay attention to what you're reading.
Okay.
And, okay. It's it's going.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a fair point. While they are hip enough to have a website, they're not quite hip enough to be good at having a website. I'll just get a little bit more, because I know what else you're thinking that you might not know that you're thinking is, well, what am I getting out of this? You know, I'll throw on a purple blanket, I'll eat some poison vodka, what's gonna happen, right? Well, here's the thing. Here's what you get. You get a chance to get out of here, out of the human kingdom, whenever it is offered. Every requires everything of you, that you, as an individual, go join some cult. That you leave everything behind, that you ignore the members of your family, that you ignore the responsibility to your community, that you ignore your career, and that hearts will be broken. How do you like the sound of that?
No. I give that... I actually give that I would not join this cult out of 10.
Okay, interesting. Something I found interesting about that little bit is they did something that cults don't often do. Which is calling themselves a cult.
Yeah.
Now, let's go back to the topic of urgency. I don't know if you are aware that a great deal of literature is used by many scholars today that says the calendar that humans use is off by 4 years, and that Jesus was born in 4 BC. Because Jesus was born before Christ. So...
Which isn't that like...
That's the only thing that makes sense.
But then they were all like, that's why we switched it to before current common...
Before common era?
Before common era. And then it's... Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me. But no, these guys, they're not as progressive. They don't use before common era. They still use before Christ.
Oh, it's just that.
But Christ to refer to Christ. Before Christ. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's interesting that we see the world as the anti-truth, the antichrist, the spurious messiah. The world, those who want to stay in the world, will see us as anti-truth, antichrist, spurious messiah. We're prepared for that. We know that it is inevitable at this time. That was inevitable 2,000 years ago. That is what found Jesus sentenced to die on a cross. Remember, we said that the third type of person who can actually be salvaged at the end can be taken into the keeping of the next level simply because of what we say. Simply because they believe in what we say. Pardon me. So the only way that you can truly be salvaged, like the word salvaged, like you go dumpster diving and you salvage
this human.
Yeah. if you believe Marshall Applewhite and Donna Nettles. One quick sentence that just jumped out of me here is we don't worship Muhammad. In case you were confused by that.
Yeah, that did throw me for a second because I would just assume, as this cult talking about the Son and the Father, that
yeah,
they were
like, you know, and talking about, oh, that, oh, okay, so you're against the world because the world is what sentenced Jesus to die on a cross. You know, next obvious thought, the Prophet Muhammad. But no, they don't, they're actually not, they don't believe in the Prophet Muhammad. So that's what that is. And then I'll leave you on for the Heaven's Gate, you know, portion of this with this podcast, with this paragraph here. I hope for your sake that you will at least ponder this. Don't ask your neighbors, your friends, what they think of this. So, yeah. You know, don't.
The last thing that you want is like group mind or whatever.
Yeah, people knowing about this. That's the last thing. Instead, go to the privacy of your closet. You know, they put closet in quotes because, you know, closet wasn't.
It's like in the Bible, it will say closet, yeah. But it can mean.
It can mean anywhere. It could mean, yeah. And see if you can connect with the purest, highest source that you might consider God, and ask, what about this? Is this information for real? Is this for me? If it is, then please give me the strength I need to pursue it. As soon as you will tell anyone else, they will likely be used by the lower forces as their instruments to have you not believe, to have you stay in this world and wait for the heaven on earth. So if you tell any of your friends that you're planning on killing yourself under a purple blanket, then they're going to try and get you to stop. But it won't be them. It'll be the lower forces. Don't if you are considering this, don't talk to anyone else because they might try and talk you out of it using the lower forces instruments. The lower forces as their instruments.
And this is absolutely awful.
Yeah. And eye-opening, you might say.
You might.
To some of the awful things that are going on, I'd say, most definitely. And that was from the one entitled Last Chance to Be... that one was called Recyclable Earth. Or no, Planet About to Be Recycled. And then the other one's called Last Chance to Evacuate Earth. And it doesn't seem like we have time to go over a lot of that, but there's a lot there. There's definitely a lot there.
How do you squeeze so much
into two videotapes?
How do you get two videotapes out of such a far-out idea? Like, I'm just gonna go out and say that I believe that Marshall Applewhite is wrong, and that he made this up, and I just don't understand how you can get so deep into this. Was he among the people who all...
I believe so. I'm trying to remember. I think it was Bonnie Nettles who kept living, but Marshall White died. Marshall White died in 1997.
So he was actually convinced of it.
Yeah. Well, or he was insane. Here's another fun fact about this. This is how it first entered my, my notice. American rapper Lil Uzi Vert posted the cover art for his upcoming studio album, Eternal Atake, to his Instagram. The artwork incorporated a reworking of the Heaven's Gate keyhole logo. The group's two survivors threatened Lil Uzi Vert, who at the time used a picture of Marshall Applewhite as his Instagram avatar, with copyright infringement litigation. Lil Uzi Vert had the grand idea of essentially ripping off Marshall Applewhite and Bonnie Nettles into... he ripped him off and to sell his latest album.
For him.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm trying to find here. Yeah, so Nettles stayed behind. Donnie Nettles and Marshall Applewhite were the main leaders, also known as Bo and Peep and Doe and T.
But neither of those are their...
None of their real names.
Okay.
The embodiments that they were inside of them.
And Nettles is still alive?
No, Nettles died in 1985, but they do still have two members.
Oh.
Rumors began spreading throughout the group in the following years, after the mid-90s, that the upcoming comet Hale-Bopp housed the secret to their ultimate salvation and ascendance into the Kingdom of Heaven. I'm trying to remember here. Okay, let's see. Two surviving members still maintain the group's website, although it has not been altered since the suicide event. The two do not identify themselves in interviews. When I first went over this this information about the Heaven's Gate cult, on the website, there is an email through which you can contact them. And I didn't, because I was scared, but Ivan emailed them and requested a copy of each videotape, and he got them. And he watched them, and he refused to tell me what they hid, what secrets they hid. So I'm going to have to just wait and see. We'll wrap up this podcast. Is there anything that you want to mention, first of all? Anything you want to plug for the podcast?
I'm just gonna throw out a quick recommendation to everybody listening to not join the Heaven's Gate cult. Don't do it.
All right, thank you very much, Sean Keyes. Thanks for coming on. We're going to leave, and I think we should say this in unison, just a kind of final goodbye. We're going to read the German translation of the last paragraph, German translations, second videotape. We're going to say it in unison here. 3, 2, 1. Wir hoffen für dich von Nutzen. Zu sein in deiser Kusen Zeit, wo unser Abfahrt. Wir glauben, dass es eine sehr Kuse Zeit sein wird. Unser Gedanken werden bei dir sein. Wir hoffen, dass deine Gedanken
vom
Reich unseres Vaters sein werden. Real quick, I'm having the microphones mailed in tomorrow, so the next episode will have much higher audio quality because I'll have actual microphones. And video, I still don't know when the video version is going to come out, but I'll have it ready sometime. Okay, thanks, love you, bye-bye.